The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Cowboys and the Texans have been sort of playing a little game.
It's kind of a three-way with the Broncos. The Broncos are doing it, too.
The Broncos apparently have no interest in Tony Romo. They came out like they...
Well, that's what they keep saying, but they have no interest in trading for him, just like the Texans.
I don't think they have any interest in him at all. I think the Cowboys are trying to make the Texans compete against someone who they're not competing with.
The Broncos aren't going to be interested in spending a lot of money on him. And that's what it's going to come down to, is how much are the Texans willing to spend versus the Broncos. So, just at first blush, your thoughts on the bracket?
Looking at the top seeds there, I don't think very much of Baylor.
I think SMU can be going to beat Baylor.
I could see that easily. I like Arizona quite a bit, but Louisville and Kentucky.
Kentucky's region is loaded, too.
Man, I don't know what Kentucky team will show up. I just don't think much of Louisville. I think that Michigan-Oklahoma State matchup is really good. I think Oklahoma State may be a little underseeded.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. Add Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of good stuff there. Second hour was all NCAA. So when you go to podcastarena.com, we went through every region and tapped into AJ's expertise. So you should be set for your bracket. That's
Which, by the way, another friendly reminder that I don't win bracket challenges. Just, I'm not very good at them.
Yeah, now that we've but hey, it's out there for you, and I'm gonna spend the next couple of days talking about things we'd actually bet on.
Yeah,
which will be fun because that one of these things, I think people like the volume bet quite a bit because there's so many games, and I tend to play fewer games anyway. I don't see playing more than a couple a day. But for those of you who just like volume action, man, there's not a better 2 days coming up than Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
It is just, it's coming right at you. Let's squeeze in a quick phone call, and then we'll get to some of the other things that we have to get to. Larry, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hello?
Hello, Sports Larry.
Hey, Sports, you guys. I got a thing about this tournament. Can y'all hear me all right?
Yep.
Okay, like in the South region, the bubble game, as I call it, is between Kansas State and Wake Forest, and the winner of that game is an 11th seed. And it seems like to me, if the winner of that game is good enough to be an 11th seed, then why are they having to play an extra game?
Well,
seems like the
It's a simple explanation, is because they didn't, if they just made all the 16 seeds play in. When they added the four teams to make it 68, they didn't want it to be the four, all the 16 seeds had to play their way in. So essentially the 11 seeds, those are the last four teams that the committee picked to put in. So for the first four, the two that play in the play in that are 16 seeds, those are considered the four teams that do that. Those are considered the four worst automatic bid teams, and then the four that play like the this year it's Kansas State, Wake Forest, and Providence USC. Those are the last four at large teams that made the tournament. So that's how they do that. They take the four worst auto bids, and then the last four in from the selection committee.
Which kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I think. All right. We got to sneak in our Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
I guess I probably should have asked you if you were using this in the dumbass report, because I don't know who's the bigger dumbass, the guy or his friends. Sandusky, Ohio, which a name which will live in infamy. A man sent out a picture of his wife in a bathtub.
Nude?
Not nude, but covered in blood.
Oh.
Dead.
Oh.
Then sent pictures to friends saying he did it.
Like, not as like a Halloween prank. This is actual, the real deal.
Well, Sandusky officers, but that just sounds weird, showed up after getting calls Thursday night from three people police say were hysterical. That's when officers discovered the scene in the couple's bathtub had been staged.
Mm.
Police say Natalie Schlett and Mika Reisner are charged with inducing panic. They basically poured ketchup all over. Both pleaded not guilty Friday. I didn't know inducing panic was something you could be charged for.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, that's like you're playing a prank.
Police Sergeant Don Allen tells the Sandusky Register that while it might have been funny to the couple, it wasn't a joke to police. Okay, I don't know who's kind of the... Okay, if you're going to... If I sent you a picture of what looked like my dead wife and the bathtub covered in ketchup, you would laugh.
Or I would say, like, hey, you need help? You need to borrow my truck?
Right.
What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. That would be the first response. It wouldn't be to call the police department. Oh, my God! I'm hysterical! Wouldn't be my first response.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, I don't know who the bigger dumbass is, whether it's the friends who freaked out or them for doing it. I guess, no, you know what? I'm going to say it's the friends.
Yeah.
You should have friends that have a sense of humor. Or
big deal.
Yeah. Regardless, that's your Zad Eye Jeweler's Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Bannock Jeweler Gym of the Day. And it also, it's kind of a weird thing because maybe if they had a really horrible relationship, that would freak you out some.
Yeah.
But usually, if you have a really horrible relationship, your wife isn't willing to pretend like she's murdered in a bathtub.
Yeah, yeah.
So only couples who are pretty solid can get away with that.
So, or at least just have a sense of humor.
Right.
So. Goodness gracious. The stupidity of some people. And lack of sense of humor in people.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Peyton Girl, Texas, says it's the same as inciting a riot.
Well, it's still stupid.
I'm finding better friends.
That's all I'm thinking.
And honestly, that's a good way if you want to call some of your friends that you're not sure about. Do something like that and see who calls the cops on you.
Yeah.
Then you're permanently blocked. Of course, then you get charged with inciting.
Good way to narrow down your friends list, though.
Yeah, yeah. I could probably get it down to about 4 or 5 doing that. People asking, where are you going to be in Beaumont? Twin Peaks in Beaumont. So, before I said, I read that the wife's family had called the police. Then they don't have a sense of humor either. And there was more than one person that called. They had at least 3 people calling hysterically. So, I got to give them credit. It was probably a good stage scene.
Well done.
Seven
Those charges will get dropped.
Yeah, 713 with a good point. Don't forget, the friends have wives who might not have a sense of humor.
That's true.
Yeah, because I could just see me showing that Val would laugh too. But I've had wives where if I showed, look at my friend did. Oh my God, call the police. No, she's not really dead. And if she is, we'll go dump her in the Gulf of Mexico. It's not a problem. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And guys that keep asking where we're going to be and when, there's a schedule on ESPN975.com. So, Eric says, those friends aren't friends, they're narcs. Yep. Come on, are you boys still doing bracket stuff? My goodness, March Madness has been eclipsed by NFL. Zero interest. What NFL stuff that we haven't already talked about
is out there? If you really think there's zero interest in March Madness, I don't know what to tell you. Everybody today is not working. They're filling out their brackets. And if you're not, trust me, you're in the minority.
Peyton Girl Texas said, if they hadn't called and it was real, they would be an accessory. Well, yeah, I would. But if AJ sent me that photo and it turned out to be real, I would accessorize. I'd be like, okay, where are we taking the body? Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And don't start texting me dead people pictures and thinking I'm going to help you, okay? I can see that coming now. Oh, I killed my wife. Come help me. Nope. Be warned. It's a small group that I'll help. So I had an ex once who we saw an elderly lady at an ATM late one night with an odd-looking fella, and she wanted to go back and call police.
Because she was with an odd-looking fella?
Well, maybe, you know, maybe he was trying to... Maybe he forced her into it.
Maybe. That doesn't seem... Doesn't seem worth calling the cops over, though. God, why is ESPN making a big deal of the women's bracket?
Well, because that's what they do.
Like, there's been a countdown on ESPN all day long.
Oh,
about
my God, really?
When the selection show
They have the rights to it. That's why.
And by the way, is there any less drama? Like, the great thing about the NCAA tournament is you never know who could win.
Right.
You know, like, you could put, there's probably eight teams that you could put, have winning your bracket, and I wouldn't laugh at you for, maybe even more than that. If you have anyone besides Connecticut winning the tournament, you're an idiot.
The only thing that would make that tournament interesting is if somebody beat them.
Yeah. And that won't happen.
No. And yeah.
The bracket about to be unveiled live on ESPN. Well, we will show you all the teams UConn will beat by 40 points en route to a national championship.
And can I just throw out a theory is one of the reasons why I think ESPN's ratings continue to plummet is because they force stuff like this down our throats.
Yeah.
They do. They spend a bunch of money for women's basketball, and they're trying to tell us how important it is. And this is one of those things that you care if your daughter plays or your sister or something like that. But if you're just a pure basketball fan, you're not watching that stuff. All right, 713-780-ESPN right now. I have to tell you all about Blue Apron. And you want great ingredients. You want them delivered to your door. You want easy step-by-step instructions. That's what Blue Apron's all about. It's affordable. It's less than $10 per person per meal. And you're going to get great recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients. You can choose from a variety of new recipes each week or just let their team surprise you. Recipes are not repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored. And you're going to want to keep these recipes. My wife has a bunch of them because they all are so good. And each meal, here's the best part. My wife's about to be gone for 3 weeks, so guess who's going to have to cook for himself?
Uh-oh.
This guy. And
Blue Apron's going to save the day.
Blue Apron is going to swoop in and save the day.
Because otherwise you'd be eating junk food, Taco Bell.
Well, probably not that, but I'd be eating out every night. Right. And that's not cheap.
Or healthy.
And I'm trying to get healthy, right? So for less than $10 per person per meal, they come with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card, pre-portioned ingredients that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, even by me.
Yep, and guys, it's easy. The freshness is guaranteed, and the food is always great. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I'm about to give away some tickets to a movie. Can I tell you what the movie is not?
Get Out?
No. It's not Brimstone.
Uh-oh.
The movie is not Brimstone. But if you want to win tickets to see Brimstone, I can't help you. But I can give you tickets to Brimstone. It's not just misspelled once on here, John. It's misspelled twice.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Because it says at the top, and I'm gonna read it correctly, but it says Brimstone movie tickets too, and then it says star, talking about Dakota Fanning, Guy Pearce, and Kit Harington, star in Brimstone. But no, it is Brimstone we're giving away tickets for. So here we go. No words can silence the past. Dakota Fanning, Guy Pearce, and Kit Harington, my king, Jon Snow, Game of Thrones, star in Brimstone. A triumphant thriller set in the menacing inferno of the Old West. Win a pair of tickets to see it now at the AMC Willowbrook. Yeah, to see it now at the AMC Willowbrook 24 Theater. It's rated R from Momentum Pictures. Caller 25. I had to almost laugh there because it's not a menacing inferno of the Old West. It's a menacing inferno. Which, and those are manly guys, right? Maybe that's what they meant. Yeah, Brimstone is the movie. Well, I'm looking at that going, well, maybe it's some kind of play on something. Maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know what a brime is, but I'll look it up just to be safe here. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's called Brimstone. But
I haven't heard either movie, Brim or Brimstone.
I haven't heard of it either.
Okay, well, it's Brimstone.
Yeah, I'm looking it up now.
But Brimstone is, you've heard the term Brimstone.
Yeah, yeah.
You've never heard Brimstone.
No. I've heard Brownstone.
Yeah, we've been dancing with Mr. Brownstone. Yeah. He's been knocking. He won't leave me alone. One of the better Guns N' Roses song. Somebody says, somebody basically says that they're just trying to give equal coverage on ESPN. And that's fine, except
they shouldn't get equal coverage.
I agree, and this is one of the things that used to drive me nuts.
The men's tournament is like one of the biggest sporting events of the year. No, literally, no one cares unless you have someone in your family playing. No one cares about the women's tournament.
Well, two reasons why they do it. One, remember where ESPN's centered,
right?
Which, oh, by the way, you know who's good? UConn. Two, this is a mentality that. I understand, but I also, it infuriated me when I had to do this in newspapers to the point where it was one of the many reasons why I finally walked away is they insisted we had to give equal coverage to when the UConn women won their title, we had to give equal coverage to the men. And I just thought that was, it was insane. And I said it was insane. And it's like, we should be doing stuff. There's a reason newspapers are dying.
Right.
Just like there's a reason ESPN's numbers are going down. It's because you cannot approach things like, oh, we have to do everything equally. This has to be the same as what we did for the men. No, it doesn't. We have to focus on what people are interested
That's
in.
That's what you're supposed to do.
It's not that you don't cover it. You have to cover it. But that and that's why.
But equal coverage is insane. Yeah. I mean, like USA Today, major newspapers have like special sections dedicated to the tournament.
And we did too. We every year, every Monday, we had a big section.
But can you imagine doing that for the women's tournament?
We like, put the bracket in there and a little story about whoever got in from Texas.
Yeah.
That was it. And then, of course, a new editor came in and he insisted that we do it bigger. And I'm like, A, we don't have the resources. And B, there's not an interest. We're wasting resources. And that same editor, when I left, got rid of MMA coverage for the longest time.
Stupid.
Guess who put that in? Yes. Yeah, that's what drove me nuts is I tried to find things that people were actually interested in. Not what we think is fair. It's like college baseball. We had to cover college baseball like we cover college basketball. I was like, well.
I used to get so mad when I worked at the Zone in Austin and my show would be preempted for Texas baseball. It would, I mean, okay, I get it. We were the home of the Longhorns.
Right.
If we're cut out of there for a basketball game, okay, that's fine. But when we got booted off the air to do baseball, I lost my mind. Didn't that happen
with a, I want to say, an NCAA tournament game with Texas, with us when we had Texas here?
Probably so.
Yeah.
But at that station, it's every baseball game.
Oh, my God. You probably had, when were you even on air?
I mean, I would usually, like, back then, my show would, like, I was doing a four-hour show, and my show would usually be off at 5 o'clock, like, 2 hours in. So,
I hate to break this to you, but we have to carry Aggie baseball.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you better be kidding.
Oh, man. I know you're kidding.
No, I'm kidding you. I'm kidding
The season's already started, knucklehead. Who are you fooling? Nice
Dude,
try.
You about had me.
It's always too much high school football. That was another thing. You had to do it, and we invested, I mean, literally invested millions of dollars in the website to try to cover high school sports as well as you could possibly cover them. And the return on that and the hits and the interest were so small that because you just don't care unless it's your school.
Yeah.
And some schools care more than others. Katy, yes.
Right.
People care in Katy. People care in the Woodlands. And you get tons of web hits and tons of action on it, but yeah. So it always drives me nuts because what I do like is in our on-demand society, if I don't want to read about UConn women's basketball, I don't have to. I can just, if I don't want to watch a selection show, well, it's on right now. I could focus more on, hey, let's do our show instead of watching, is that Rebecca Lobo?
Yeah, I think so.
She looks exactly the same as she
was. I was going to say, she's aging really well because she should be looking like me by now.
No, she still looks the same.
I mean, I guess good for her.
Yeah, it's not getting worse.
Is that good for her? Yeah.
You haven't gone from like 4 to 3.
Honestly, it's better that she looks like that at age 40 than at age, 19 or 20.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it will go good for her.
I think tall girls age better.
Maybe so.
What are you smirking at in there, Lee?
I'm not smirking.
You're smirking at something.
No, I'm squinting.
What's the matter?
No, I'm just looking at Twitter.
Okay? What'd you do this weekend, John?
Nothing, really.
Nothing?
Yeah, the weather was just horrible.
You just stayed inside? Lots of sex?
One of our good friends, we're godparents to one of our good friends' daughter.
Uh-huh.
And one of the Korean traditions is we celebrate the 100 years. Oh, 100 days since she's been born. So we did that with our friends and didn't do too much yesterday.
100 days?
Yeah, but back in the day, babies didn't last. They didn't live very long. So
if they made it 100 days, it was like a
milestone.
Okay.
And we continue to do it now. It's weird because I was told in Korea they don't do that anymore. And the Koreans in the United States still do it. So
you guys need to get with the times.
Yeah, I know, right?
I hate being around babies. That's the worst. Like, I didn't like my kids when they were babies, and I damn sure don't like other people's babies.
The only good thing about when they were that little was every now and then when I'd run out of something to mix my alcohol with, Pedialyte.
Not a bad one.
Pedialyte and bourbon worked really, really well.
Get your electrolytes and you get drunk.
Oh, God, yeah. And you need to when you have kids that young. Because all I can remember from that time was diapers, then throwing up that damn formula on me all the time, and that smell of that formula, which already stunk, which I can see why they threw up. But how it would smell when it was on your jacket after they threw up on you. Ugh. Good choice, John. All right, we're going to take a break. I don't know how we got on throwing up babies.
No.
Maybe it's because we were dancing with Mr. Brownstone. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Okay, I have a story for you, AJ, that I think you're going to find interesting.
All right.
Warsaw, Poland. Poland will seek the arrest and extradition of a Minnesota man exposed by the Associated Press as a former commander in an SS unit that burned Polish villages and killed civilians in World War II. Evidence gathered over years of investigation into U.S. citizen Michael K. They won't, Poland doesn't give last names. Confirmed 100% that he was a commander of a unit in the SS-led Ukrainian Self-Defense Legion. They did not release the last name in Poland's privacy laws, but the AP has identified the man as Michael Karkok from Minneapolis, 98 years old.
And he was a Nazi?
He was a Nazi. He was an SS guy. 98 years old, and he's been hiding out in Minnesota ever since.
And are they going to get him out of there?
Sounds like, yeah, they're going to extradite him to Poland.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's, I'm glad they caught the guy.
I like that, too, because normally, like, when you see old people, you kind of like, I always think of them as like, because if you were in World War II, it's like my grandfather was.
Right.
And I think of them as like America's greatest generation.
Yeah, I think I do too.
And so when I see someone that age, I'm always like, I wonder if that guy was in World War II.
And most of them are in their late 90s now.
Yeah.
They're getting way up there.
Yeah. So I always, the first thing I think of is like, man, I bet that dude fought in a war. And I just respect the hell out of him. Because back then you didn't have a choice of if you fought in a war or not. You know, basically if you were an able-bodied man, you fought in the war. And to think about the fact that some of those guys that I see could be Nazis, that pisses me off. So I'm glad they're extraditing his old ass.
I
hope they burn him.
Well, whatever he gets, it's going to be a life sentence, right? At 98?
Oh, yeah.
There's not much
left.
He might
die on the plane right over.
Yeah, but I don't know how nobody noticed this in Minnesota. Like, they're all sitting around.
I mean, he's probably living a secret Nazi life.
Well, no, but he's probably got friends, right? And there's be some guys say, oh, geez, you want to go down and watch the Gophers tonight? Jawohl! That wouldn't be a hint. I'm just wondering. Heil Hitler!
Yeah. He might be an undercover Nazi, though. Like, he might not talk about it and stuff. And
well, I'm sure he didn't, but you got to have flashbacks, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe he learned to speak Minnesotan. Oh, geez. Don't you know? Those Polish. I got over on those Polish, don't you know?
Well, good for them. I'm glad they found that guy.
They caught him.
I like that.
So,
I'm against Nazis for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Nazis, bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's real easy. Yeah, when you're putting your little score, I'll borrow AJ's phrase. Put this in your notebook.
Yeah.
Nazis, bad. Even 98-year-old ones.
Would we consider, well, and by the way, don't call him a Nazi. That's politically incorrect. He's alt-right.
Okay. Sorry. I thought alt-right was politically incorrect.
Oh,
maybe. I thought alt-right was a way to make Nazis sound okay.
Maybe that's what it's supposed to be. It's like, all right. Well, I mean, yeah, he's a Nazi, but let's not act like that's a bad thing. Let's go with alt-right.
Chris said he was literally sitting with his baby in the car waiting on his fiance when the car seat and got thrown up on just as I was talking about it.
See, babies are stupid.
That's all they do is poop and throw up on you and cry.
Yeah.
That's a triple crown of babies. If your baby's not doing one of those, it's not a good baby. Rico was just telling somebody about your suggestion of mixing bourbon and Pedialyte. The hard part was trying to explain to the ex the next morning why she needed to go buy more Pedialyte. I started running out of excuses. Like, yeah, well, I might have put too much in the bottle, or I spilled it. You know, after a while, it's like, nah, I ran out of Diet Coke to mix with my bourbon.
I drank it all, so piss off.
Yeah. There was nothing else in there, alcohol, that would mix with my bourbon, so yes, I took the Pedialyte.
Yeah. I did it, and I'm proud of it. That's what you should have told her.
Well, finally, but when I got to the IDGAF point of the relationship.
Yeah. And you're like, you remember all those times you had to go get Pedialyte? It was me.
I said, look, if you bought stuff for me to mix my alcohol with, then I wouldn't have had to do it.
What flavor of Pedialyte was it?
Grape, usually. There was I can't remember the exact flavor, but it was, I remember there was a lot of grape there, but there was one that was just kind of clear color, so it made a really good mix.
Okay.
So, 281, speaking from personal experience, rum goes great in Pedialyte. See, I'm not the only one to come up with this. It was by necessity.
Right.
It's like, I like mixing stuff with Gatorade sometimes.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to get a buzz in a hurry, because it basically just goes right into your bloodstream much faster.
Yeah, I've just never been a, Like, I'll mix vodka with damn near anything or rum. When I drink whiskey, I just drink whiskey straight.
Most of the time, whiskey, yeah. Well, I like to do vodka more than anything. I like to mix.
Yeah. I'm not a whiskey mixer.
I'm not anymore. I used to be. I drink a lot of Jack and Coke and stuff like that, and then it moved to Jack and Diet. Now I drink it just over ice, basically. Sometimes I'll put a little water in it just to cut it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, yeah, that's how I drink that. But vodka, I like to mix with things.
Was it bubblegum? Bubblegum flavor?
I'm sure I use the bubblegum flavor more than
strawberry.
Once.
Strawberry?
You need to learn all this stuff, John, because after you're married.
I've never mixed alcohol with Pedialyte. I've taken Pedialyte, like, after I've been hungover and stuff.
Well, it's good, but see, this...
I used to drink Pedialyte after weight cuts. Like,
But see, this is solving two things, because... You know, it's helping you not be hungover.
Yeah, it hydrates you, and you get a buzz.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a win-win.
Everybody wins, man. That's all we're looking for here on the Blitz, is just for everybody to win. That's all we ever care about.
Have you ever cut it with unflavored? I feel like that would kind of just dilute the alcohol. Because it doesn't taste like anything.
Maybe it just helps you not be hungover the next day.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I've still found the best thing for... if you're slightly hungover, you just down a bottle of Gatorade. That'll get you right in a hurry. If you're really hungover, the only answer is a margarita. Because that'll get you back to balanced. But if you start day drinking from there, it's just going to be worse. You just got to have one, maybe two, just to get a little buzz going, get your body balanced, get a little sugar in there, and then you're fine.
I don't know if this is real, but when I'm really hungover... It always helps me to masturbate. Like, I just feel like maybe it just picks up my spirits. I don't really know.
Interesting.
But it always makes me feel better.
Well.
That is not where I thought you were going to go with that.
No, I didn't either.
I don't have some other, like, cure. That's it.
Disco says his baby talk is the best birth control, second only to having my existing child. Yeah, it's funny. I don't think I could ever go back to dealing with that now. At my age.
No way.
It's just, there's too many things. I mean, they're great now. I'm glad they got to the finish line as far as being human beings now. But plus, there was so much. Well, my daughter was in Texas Children's almost the whole first year. That was just a nightmare.
Ugh.
Which is one of the reasons why I had to drink a lot.
Yeah.
Lauren says, FYI, Lauren the Aggie, vodka and apple juice is not good. I don't think I've tried it with apple juice. There is a time you get a little desperate when you don't have anything to mix with. Eventually, I'll just do water now
right.
with vodka if I have to.
Do you guys ever chase it with pickle juice, vodka?
Oh, God, no. I hate anything.
You don't like pickles?
I hate pickles with
pickle
a passion.
Pickle juice isn't that bad.
I had someone when I went to New York. I don't know, one of the times we went to New York, I have a buddy there that I knew, I worked with in Austin, and he took me out, and there, a lot of people drink whiskey and follow it with a shot of pickle juice, and I said, that sounds horrible, and he said, oh, you got to try it, and I tried it, and it was horrible, a lot of people do that.
Oh, that happened to me in Arizona. Tepper and I were at the bar, and we started talking I had on my Leafs hat, so there were Canadians there, of course, and they're Leafs fans, so we're talking Maple Leafs, and they tell me they want to buy me a pickle shot, and I go, listen, I don't really like pickle. Oh, no, it doesn't taste like pickle.
Yeah, it does.
It tastes exactly like pickle, and I almost threw it up the second it got down my throat. It was the worst thing I've ever had. So to answer your question, yes, I have done it in that, and no, I never will again. I would rather watch UConn women's basketball for 3 hours than take another shot of that crap.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not going to. Just want to make that clear. All right, guys. What? One segment left? That's it?
That's it.
Wow. So.
Time flies when you're having fun, Fred.
Well, this has been a fun couple of segments, and now we got a dumbass report, so I'm sure that'll be even more fun.
Oh, yes.
All right, we'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Raising Cane's. And if you're thinking, oh, what should I eat for dinner tonight? Good news. There's 24 locations in the Houston area now of Raising Cane's, and they're all delicious. They've all got hand-battered 24-hour marinated chicken that is fresh, never frozen. And they've got the best sides, too. Those crinkle-cut fries, the toast, and the cane sauce that's perfectly tangy and spicy and a little bit sweet. It's just it's the miracle condiment is what it is. And they've got one love at Raising Cane's. They care about one thing, and that's making great chicken finger meals for you. They don't do anything else, and they don't do it till you walk in the store. The guys were telling me that when they see you walk in the door, they basically eye you and try to figure out how many chicken fingers you're going to order, and that's how many they drop. So that way they're already working on it when you get there. There's no hot lights, anything like that at Raising Cane's. Raising Cane's, 24 locations in the Houston area. Find the one nearest you and make tonight a great night with Raising Cane's. One love.
Don't know me. I don't know you. But I want to. And I don't want to steal your freedom.
And we're back. Let's Rodeo Houston. Sam Hunt is performing tonight. He doesn't want to change your mind. For just $18, you can see the best music.
I could do this job.
Rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Sam Hunt.
If I look like that dude, I feel like I could make it in country music.
Yeah, I think
there's like they could make auto-tune work and things like that.
Well, I can do a good country voice. I just need to be attractive.
Yeah.
I probably need about $20,000 worth of surgery, but then I'd be a badass.
Yeah, if you're not extremely talented, all you have to do is be like really, really handsome, and you can sing country music. Hey, they'll make it work.
Here come my friends. I could do it real easily. I just have to be attractive. I think somebody should invest in me in that. Let's do that. Do a bunch of plastic surgery. Then I'll look completely different. All right. Bill Kennedy's A&M Coaches Show at 7 p.m. I guess they'll wrap up how things went for the Aggies. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 8 o'clock.
Does he get fired, you think? It was a bad, bad year.
I think he should.
I don't think they're getting any better under him. I mean,
he was almost fired, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And they had a good bounce back year. And then this.
And the reality is, this is what they looked like in a down year for SEC basketball.
Right.
I mean, like, so what if the SEC would have been good? How would they have, I mean.
Well.
Because there's some teams that are, I mean, like Missouri. Missouri almost always makes the tournament. Missouri was trash this year.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to assume they'll be better. You know, there's, it was a weird year for SEC basketball where, I mean, even, there was no great team. I mean,
Kentucky's good, but they're not the Kentucky.
Yeah, they're not like the dominant Kentucky force that they've been in past years. And
Florida's
okay. You know, I mean, Arkansas. They don't have what they've had before. I mean, it's just not a dominating league. And the Aggie, they weren't even competitive.
Where would the SEC rank? Because I think obviously the ACC's better. The Big Ten's better. Pac-12's better.
Pac-12's definitely better at the top.
Yeah.
They're about on par with the Big 12. And those conferences, they have a lot in common because they have one really strong team at the top and then a couple of teams that you're like, okay.
They're good, but not great.
Yeah, not great, but they're solid. And then there's some rubbish. So.
All right. Well, let's do the dumbass report.
Let's do it. Let's just pretend you had $3 million worth of antique cars and trucks, and you kept them in a 27,000 square foot dairy barn.
Okay. Do I let cows in there or no?
Nope, there's no cows in there.
Just checking.
You've got 40 classic cars, 40 antique tractors. I mean, you're
I'm kind of a badass.
Yeah, you got some dough, right?
Yeah, I'm rolling. I'm doing all right. Hookers and blow.
They're saying it's worth $3 million, and they have been reduced to charred rubble and piles of scrap metal after a fire burned through the facility. He said, some of these cars I've had for 40 years. I've spent hundreds of thousands of hours working on them. And then there's this line. Curtis said neither the dairy barn nor any of its contents were insured.
Okay,
you know what? I take
if
back.
If you've got a $3 million car collection, well, how do you not have insurance on that?
Yeah.
You think Jay Leno's like, none of those cars have insurance? It's just, oh, whatever. Whatever happens.
I take it back, me being a badass. I am a dumbass. Yeah. I guarantee you, my buddy lawyer Dave's got like 10 cars. I guarantee you, those
They're
are
insured.
All insured.
Yeah.
Every one
what
of
you
them.
Do. Man was found passed out in his car in the drive-thru of a McDonald's.
Okay, that's getting to be a fairly common thing. It makes sense. Late at night, you're drunk.
Well,
you got to get something to eat.
There's two more things about this story. He was holding a loaded firearm when he was found. And he happens to be a state representative for Southwestern Ohio.
Whoops.
Wes Rutherford, a Republican from Hamilton, was arrested by Butler County Sheriff's deputies and faces charges of operating a vehicle while under the influence and improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle.
Oh, I hope he's a Republican if he's got a gun.
Oh, boy.
He chose one.
I can see that happening in Texas with one of our state reps.
Yeah.
Or 10 of our state reps.
And if he's convicted for the firearms charge, which is a felony, he would be prohibited from serving as a state representative. So, not wise, guys.
He'll beat the rap.
Probably so. A fight happened, and it was getting ugly. And according to police, it started when a man in a Pikachu costume tried to pick a fight with bouncers after being kicked out of a bar at the weekly Sunday Fun Day Festival.
I'd be careful if I were those bouncers. Pikachu is a badass.
He can hit you
Pika.
With lightning, right?
Yep. Shocking.
Yeah.
I feel shocked.
The guy in the Pikachu suit became aggressive with the door staff. And police arrived, tried to break up a fight. And they stopped fighting with each other and started fighting with police.
So they teamed up?
The Pikachu did?
Yeah. Pikachu and the bouncers stopped fighting each other and turned on the cops. And maybe the irony of Pikachu doing the shocking people with thunder, Pikachu got tased.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Gotta tase them all.
Both suspects were tased and eventually taken into custody. Pikachu tried to flee, but he was caught. You gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
And they caught him.
Oh! I love it. All right. Man, fun show for a Monday. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I was functional today.
That was our Pokemon update of the week.
Yeah, we haven't had one of those in a while. All right. We'll be back tomorrow for a short show, 4 to 5:30. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.